Ephrem Eusebio is a Minneapolis artist, musician, and arts collaborator.
My name's Ephrem Cruz Eusebio, and I'm an interdisciplinary artist, gravitating towards happenings or events, collaborating with different artists.
Eusebio recalls experiences inspiring him to work collaboratively.
I wanted to do as much art outside of a solitary studio experience as possible. Taking art into the streets with an art car, having a piece of kinetic sculpture in that regard. I have an art car called the Turfmobile since about 2002. It's still kicking, it's got 210,000 miles on it. I dug the materials out of the Guthrie Theater dumpster to create the grass on the outside and the shag carpet on the inside.
Burning Man was one of Eusebio's earliest inspirations.
Burning Man Project is really near and dear to my heart because that's one of the first places where I realized the collaborative nature of working with a bunch of other artists could really create a whole that is greater than the sum of its parts. The first project I brought out to Burning Man was a 25-foot red toothbrush. People in the RV going out there with me had to put up with cutting their feet on this nylon substance that I use for the bristles. It really took the four other people I traveled with to just trust that I had a vision and help me with that vision. I couldn't have met the time frame of paper macheing and painting and lugging it everywhere and then finally burning it without those other folks.
Eusebio helped co-found Bare Bones Productions Halloween pageant with 14 other people in 1995.
People really cherished that type of celebration that was built out of the changes of the season and how to do it in a communal way and in a big way with puppets and music and interactivity. It's much harder to create a grand vision without the collaborative sense of working with a bunch of people. That's what I want to build in this city, and I'm finding it fairly easy. There's so many people with a lot of inspired thought, energy, who are ripe for creating amazing spaces together. By supporting each other, we're able to create community. One example of that is the Flared Base Collective, artists that do events together and support each other and making hobbies become a way of life.
Eusebio also collaborates creatively with his 14-year-old daughter, Lily Marie.
Yeah, the Naked Stages program I got accepted to last year. I proposed a play. I wanted to play with the spectrum from what I think is the ultimate form of covert violence, is a drone airplane dropping bombs on innocent civilians, to the covert violence that can happen within a family setting. I thought it was really amazing that my daughter agreed to be in the play because she has herself witnessed some of my covert aggression and violence. But we were able to work on a piece together which really codified the start of a really good creative relationship with her. She has since been my sidekick for doing father-daughter DJ events. It's a good way for her to make some money and for us to spend some really quality time together.
Eusebio is a live-action painter, painting to live music and DJs, an audience response.
I much prefer being in the midst of energy of people and music where I'm feeling the interactivity and painting whatever comes to mind in a very fresh way. Live-action painting is as spontaneous as possible, inspired by the people around me, and I might hear a word and I might go with that. I might take the painting and spin it around. Yeah, it's a really great way for an audience member to feel that interactivity between them and a living piece of art.
Eusebio plays several instruments, primarily violin and saw. He was frontman for The Danger Board and is now with improv group Bankrupt in Panama.
I am playing the saw and the washboard and the violin, doing a little vocalization, kind of abstract, kind of like the painting. I started playing the violin when I was 7. I've always come back to it as an instrument that I feel like I have a voice with. I'm kind of a hack, but I'm also a jug band enthusiast, so I'm a card-carrying member of Hectum.
Recently, he's made a mobile DJ photo kissing confessional booth rickshaw.
The idea is more interactivity. I might have some vinyl out there, a camera, and opportunity for whoever sits inside to answer some questions for themselves in front of a mirror. Well, one thing I really like about what's going on in Minneapolis is, much like the bike lanes are connecting people, I think the lanes of creativity in this city are starting to connect people in really great ways. Here I feel there's a lot of collaboration, and I think there's so many people that are ripe for seeing things outside the box.
I'm Sin Collins for KFAI. 10,000 fresh voices on KFAI is made possible by listeners like you and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.